No way.
It's freaking me out.
It's freaking me out. I'm pubescent. This is my chance to have my life over, but to do it right. I'm going back to high school, man.
Don't even think about sucking me into it with you.
I'm here to enroll my son.
Sup?
What is this you're wearing?
This is hip.
What'd you do, Mug Cave Head?
What are you wearing? You look like Clay Aiken.
Hey, Mom. This is Mark.
Wow. You look just like my husband. So weird.
He's weird.
Okay, here's the deal. For the legions of Zac Efron fans, 17 again represents a big step into an even bigger world of starring roles outside of the High School Musical franchise. It's too bad that for the youngest of these viewers, and make no mistake, there's a lot of those, this might not be the most appropriate film considering its PG-13 storyline and subject matter. It's a relatively old premise about an adult man wishing for his glory days in high school again. In the movie, he magically becomes Zac Efron and must fix his marriage and relationship with his kids from the level of a high school student. There's definitely some funny moments, and for the most part, Efron holds his own as the lead. But the script bogs down in the middle and the scrawny yet doughy-eyed teen star loses his best scenes to the nerdy adult Tom Lennon. 17 again gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.